Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thousands of protesters in Hong Kong have started gathering outside police headquarters in Wan Chai near the Legislative Council complex this morning as their demands were not met by yesterday's 5 p.m. deadline. The proposed extradition law has been put on hold for an indefinite time, but protesters are asking for a total withdrawal of the bill and for Chief Executive Carrie Lam to step down. They're also asking for those arrested during the riot to be released, to retract labeling the June 12 protests a riot, and to investigate police for their abuse of power during the protests. Joshua Chambers joins us live. He's founder and managing editor of Gov Insider. Joshua, the proposed extradition law is being put on hold for an indefinite time. Hong Kongers, though, are calling for a complete withdrawal of the extradition law that is proposed. How likely do you think Mrs. Lam and her key officials are going to do that, withdraw this law completely?
That is totally, totally unlikely. From everything we've seen in the past in Hong Kong's relationship with China, in the way that this administration has acted, but also more importantly, because of the power that's at play here. And I think I'll quote to you Bilahari Kausikan, who is Singapore's former top ambassador and an observer on foreign affairs with a strong knowledge of China, who has actually said very bluntly that he thinks, sadly, that the protesters have lost all sense of reality, is the quote. China is negotiating with the United States on trade at the moment, and this will now be scrutinized very closely. So Xi Jinping, the president of China, cannot afford to look weak. He's actually, Bilahari Kausikan, gone on to say that if Xi's hand is forced, it will not be prettier. A very worrying and concerning statement there from an expert on China and also its relationships with Hong Kong. So while it's, of course, inspiring that we've seen the streets filled with 25% of Hong Kong's entire population, 2 million people, with passion and incredible dedication, it's almost impossible to see how China would book back down. The US itself isn't pushing on this. The US, UK is, of course, absent and distracted from this debate. So these 7 million people are rebelling against their own government without international support. And we do have to hope that the situation remains, as it thankfully is at the moment, very peaceful, unlike 20 years ago in Tiananmen Square.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joshua, as the one country, two systems are set to expire in 2047, is the fact that Hong Kong will become more Chinese inevitable?
Of course. This is a process with a one-way gear. There is no reverse to this. During the negotiations leading up to 1997 between China and the United Kingdom, the British government repeatedly sought to keep Hong Kong independent of China in some way. First, they wanted to keep Hong Kong Island and return only the new territories. Then they wanted to manage Hong Kong on behalf of China, as recently revealed national documents have revealed. But everything was rejected because to China, the question of sovereignty was central. They had to have control. And let's remember when China first entered the international community and took its place at the United Nations, the world then had to refuse Taiwan its right to independence and had to make sure that Taiwan no longer had a seat at the table, the United Nations as well. So for China, sovereignty and control is absolutely everything. Donald Trump did try to start discussions around Chinese, around Taiwanese independence, if you remember, a couple of years ago for trade negotiations, and that didn't go anywhere at all because there are some discussions that China just will never countenance. They do not, at the moment, want to change too much with Hong Kong because they want to have a good international reputation and be seen to be following the laws that they negotiated with the British in the handover. But there is no way that they're going to allow Hong Kong greater freedoms than now. And as 2047 approaches, you're always going to see Hong Kong becoming more and more Chinese, because ultimately to China, it is just a part of China. It's actually a small part of China. I was at a UN summit just the other week speaking to a Communist Party official, quite a senior one, who was saying that we make a new Hong Kong every year. There's massive urbanization in China. It's an enormous country. So Hong Kong is something of an irritation to people in Beijing, and certainly they're not going to accept it's got this new and different identity. They see it as a slightly troubling place, but there's no question or negotiation whatsoever on its identity or its place in China as a whole.
Back to the pushback on the extradition bill. Hong Kongers are asking for Carrie Lam to step down. Do you think her stepping down is going to change the current situation?
It could assuage very short-term concerns, and it would, of course, give the protesters a sense of victory. They'd be able to go home, they'd be able to rest. But actually, Lam has been far less aggressive in her language than her predecessor, so they'd have to be careful what they wished for, because it doesn't change that underlying geopolitical reality. The hope was, at the 1997 handover, that China would somehow become more liberal by learning from Hong Kong's success, learning from those institutions, and starting to mirror those. But China is wealthy, it's successful, it's powerful. As we can see with the internet, where it's created its own model of the internet that's also been very successful, it doesn't show any signs of changing whatsoever. And Lam stepping down is not going to change that geopolitical reality.
Okay. Well, while Carrie Lam's televised apology on Tuesday was meant to kind of reduce tensions, it seems that Hong Kongers are still not satisfied with her apology speech. What do you think are the key reasons Hong Kongers are dissatisfied with her speech?
Well, once you have 2 million people on the streets, it's very, very hard to regain their trust again. I would suggest impossible to regain their trust again anyway. If it's come to standing out night and day saying you really are very unhappy with the situation, then you're not going to trust that person in charge anymore. But people don't like the apology because it doesn't withdraw the bill. It just postpones it. But the suggestion is still there that this will happen at some point. Yes, you protesters may at the moment be unhappy, but perhaps we haven't communicated this effectively, and in time you'll come around to it. That's not what these protesters want. They want Hong Kong's separate identity, its separate system to be recognized, and they want to fight for more freedoms, and they want to fight for more independence from that central Chinese system. That doesn't look like it's ever going to happen, but certainly Lam is in an impossible situation because she couldn't say anything more than she's already said.
Moving on to what protesters seem to want, they're asking for authorities to retract labelling the June 12 protests as a riot. Why do you think authorities have been reluctant to do this?
Well, because it justifies the way that protesters can be treated. It justifies imprisonment, it justifies more force from police if it's labelled as a riot. If you label it as a protest, and it was a very peaceful movement, people weren't rioting, in fact, on the street. But if you label it in such a way, then it makes it much harder for Hong Kong authorities to act in the way that they want to act. And that becomes very embarrassing to them. For the videos that we've seen streamed online of people being beaten and attacked by the police. Let's not forget that Hong Kong is one of the centres of Asian journalism. Pretty much every newspaper, every global media outlet has an office in Hong Kong. So it's not hard for journalists to be poking their smartphones out of the windows and picking up and streaming across the world videos of what's going on. So for Hong Kong and its reputation and for its faith, it had to say that these are a riot to justify the aggressive police action.
Well, China has been relatively quiet since the bill has been suspended, Joshua. What are your thoughts on this?
They are bigger fish to fry, ultimately. They're watching it. They're aware of how it could affect their international reputation. But Hong Kong is a small place to them, and reputation is one issue, but the economy is a much bigger concern at the moment. Think of the drama and tension we've seen across the world on Huawei and its place in national telecommunications systems. Think of the trouble that they're having negotiating with President Trump. Think of the way that they were so close, it seemed, to having a deal, and then just at the last minute, President Trump decided, no, he's going to squeeze them and push them even further. He suggested that China had reneged on key promises and embarrassed the Chinese by cancelling a meeting with them and publicly going out with his thoughts. That was incredibly difficult in China. That was incredibly difficult also for Xi's reputation, because as anybody who knows trade negotiations knows, nothing is final until the pen is put to paper. So they weren't reneging, they were still negotiating, but Trump was very aggressive in his approach, continues to be very, very tough on China, tariffs biting and hurting some of those big companies. Huawei has just lopped $30 billion off of its annual revenue prediction. So that is their big concern at the moment. And with Hong Kong, they're in a difficult spot as well. It's difficult to see how they can act. But certainly, as Bilahari Kausikan said earlier, they do not want to look weak on this. At the moment, it seems patience and hoping that the Hong Kong authorities themselves get this under control with their apologies and have people return to normal is the best option, so they can focus on a much bigger concern of the entire Chinese economy and how to build its trade relationships.
We've been taking a look at the reactions to the proposed extradition law over in Hong Kong. Thank you for joining us, Joshua Chambers, founder and managing editor of GovInsider.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.